everybody. Welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Chris Hedges Balls Free.
Welcome to the show. Jack, I was kind of, you know, subtly hoping you would be like, I'm just going to hang out over here and paint my flag.
That's good strategy.
I was just pissed off at the end. Joe, why did you even come and play again? If you're not even going to try to do anything different or try to actually be strategic or try to actually play the damn game besides.
Well, I was worried. I said, oh, great. It's a balancing challenge.
Yes.
It's like when Boston Rob was there, everything was a puzzle challenge.
Yeah.
So I go, everything's going to be a balance and he'll sweep right through it. You made a mistake. No, they voted you off, Joe. That was the best move to do.
Well, I mean, like what? They're all like starting to go and plan everything. And really, it seemed the winds were against Kelly, but he just like sits it out.
Yeah, which has always been his problem, like you said.
And
I'm going to change my social game.
He didn't need to change it at all.
He gets arrogant.
He does, but I wonder.
Is that arrogance or like just,
I don't think it was arrogance. I think it was just.
I mean, I guess it could be if you're not even, you just assume what you're doing is going to, but it's not any different. This is third time. It's no different.
Well, who was it? Ron that went up
Ron.
To him?
Yeah.
And he just basically blew him off. And that's rule number one. When someone comes up, like the time where, going back to Penner.
It's the Penner, problem,
yeah, the pen.
Right?
Yeah. Well, also Malcolm had the same thing when they were like, "Want to go to Final Four?" And he was like, "No." Just like dummy.
You tell people what they want to hear. That's the key to the game. You just tell people what they want to hear, and either they believe it or they don't. But you don't just go, "Yeah, I don't know."
No, I'm just gonna sit here and paint my thing. Why don't you go check out what's going on?
Yeah.
Like what the hell?
I know. And even at Tribal, his little tinglers were going off, and
I almost used that one.
I was wondering if you would.
I said, "Oh, my little," but I'd already written down. Chris has his ball, and I know they were joking. That even the contestants were joking.
Oh yeah,
that was a great one because he. What was the whole thing? He was like, "Chris has his. What was it? Chris has all his balls out, and now he can get in on this or something like that."
It and just then was, Keith, it was a, Keith it was Stick is Keith Stick strong enough to bring?
No, oh my God, yeah,
or something like that. Is it
yes? Is Keith Stick strong enough? Well, and no. Then Lauren,
obviously not.
And then during the immunity challenge, Lauren's really got the front of her pole dipping down now.
Yes, yes.
Would you see where Reem messed up and Jeff said something? He goes, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Didn't she also, wasn't that at one point she was like, for the love of God? And I was like, I am so glad that you are going to, even though the whole thing is kind of weird and random, and I don't think the community as a whole loves it, I am really excited that Reem is on the jury. I think she's going to be a really fun jury member.
I like the twist. I like the fact, because I think, if you go back and listen to our podcast when we did Redemption Island, we always said they wait too long to get back in the game. That's the problem with it. I would have ended it there. I would have said, okay, this is it. Okay, you had your chance to get back in. Now no one can get back in. Because Joe has a chance to get back in.
Yeah, because I was hoping when like Reem got voted, I'm sorry, Joe got voted out, they would have then panned to Reem and be like, oh, come on.
I'm going to kill him.
Well, they did kind of show Aubrey and everybody was like, oh, great. There goes our chances of getting back in.
Yeah, there's our chance to get back in.
They get that whole emotional thing, too. They're crying. They're like, oh, you're going to get back in the game.
Oh, I know. That was kind of cruel. And then we have, they get there and Wendy and Keith were like, or was, you know, no, not Keith.
No, it was
Keith.
Keith. Yes, Wendy. Keith. Yeah.
Wendy and Keith were like, you know what? We were just kidding.
I don't get that. You went this, and Wendy was close in the challenge.
I know she was, and she had been out there the least amount of time.
I think her whole gameplay makes sense to me. The two of them, I totally see being the first to like give up.
Yeah.
To be honest,
I'm surprised Keith lasted this long. To be honest with you, but what I didn't like though is when Jeff said they had it just as hard as you did. They should have it harder.
I think they definitely had it harder.
I think that's what I thought, but he said they had it just as hard as you, and I'm like going, it should be harder.
Yeah, I think that was maybe a bad turn of phrase for Jeff, because just based on watching it, it seems a lot harder.
I mean, and now you have a second chance to
especially Reem. Like, I feel like she probably has had the worst of it, because when she was alone for so long, then it was just Keith for so long. Like, Like, it was not, and again, I like Keith as an adult, yeah, knock against him, but still, like, just two people alone, right, on an island.
Well,
for
now that they have
growth, he has, he looks like he's 19 now.
No, now that they have Joe there, I feel like there might have gotten a step up, at least in food,
like,
department.
Getting fish and all that kind of stuff.
Because Joe is good at that stuff.
Okay, but if I'm Joe, I don't get them fish.
Well, actually, so here's the thing. If I'm Joe, I butter up to them, and knowing that I'm probably my biggest, as of right now, the biggest competitor he has out there is Chris. But you want to make sure that you treat them all really well, because if you're the one that's getting back in, you want to some jury management, because if they're going to be on the jury. So was it smart to send Joe over there knowing that, you know, he might have a chance at buying their vote?
No, they had to get rid of him.
Can I also say, though, that I feel like this isn't the final jury either, like, because the way Jeff described them coming back, it didn't seem like he was as committed to them being in the final jury. Do you feel like the last challenge will not only be to possibly get back in the game again, but to also be in the final jury? Like, there's some people
that won't make it in the
final jury.
Unless they're counting on people to raise the white flag.
True.
You know that as soon as those two, all the producers were like, damn it, now we have to spend money on that trip.
But here's the thing. Like, if you're at the jury, why do the flag now?
Yeah, I would, because most Survivor players say what they enjoyed most was at least getting to the jury.
Yeah.
Having a say on who wins. I would stay no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I bet you Wendy and
you got to think if Wendy and Keith knew that they could stay.
Yeah.
That they would be on the jury, they would have stayed.
Yeah.
Would have stayed.
Yeah. But I think, unless they want a really big jury, but I think that.
Oh my God, they would have a jury of 16? Well, no, 14?
Forget the after show. It's going to take an hour for them to vote.
So, yeah, I think whatever the final challenge will be could also be whittle down the jury a little bit. That would be my thought. And just throwing more twists in the game as well,
I guess. But that
right
sucks,
now, like
though.
It.
Yeah, so far it's I'm, you know, I'm not going to be one of those purists like, oh, you're killing the game. But anyway.
Well, they killed the game a long time ago.
It's been dead for years. all right. We have a new episode to talk about, Colleen.
Already been talking about
we
it.
We have been. And it's great just to jump in it like that. We do have a recap to get into. And do we have any listener feedback, Colleen?
Well, that's a great question, Jay. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Before we start, we have to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
March 27th, is Jay's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
well,
to you.
Well,
you
don't think we'll have to pay royalties.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's why all the restaurants sing their own version.
I mean, I think there was a recent lawsuit to where they're saying the melody was actually before that published date, so it's public.
Who gets
domain,
it?
But,
who do we know who gets it?
I don't know, some family or something. But anyway, thank you, Colleen. I didn't hear Jack sing, so thanks, Jack, for nothing.
Happy birthday.
He said it before we started recording, to be
it's
fair.
It's your birthday. I'm trying to think of one of the places I go to. Happy, happy birthday. A birthday should be fun. Buddy, buddy, buddy.
My favorite
the
is
song.
The, and I think it's beyond just Konki, but hibachi restaurants. I can't even do it right. So
yeah, don't.
Anyways, that's my favorite one because they bring out a little sherbet ice cream.
It's best when you have the little sake shots, though.
And the sake shots as well.
Yeah.
So always makes it good. Anyway, yes.
That's a happy birthday.
Nothing I want to do more on my birthday than podcast with you two.
Thanks. Well, then let's get this show on the road. What are you waiting for?
All right.
Some producer you are.
Wow, it's my birthday.
That's true. You're a great producer.
What else should you be doing right now? Sleeping?
No, I'm not doing any. What are you talking? I'm trying to produce this show.
If we weren't doing this, he'd be playing guitar down here.
I'd be playing. Yeah, I have a band rehearsal this week, and I have like four new songs that I've
written. Yes, yes, yes. Isn't this where you usually look at me and tell me, do the hurry up sign, get back on track hand motion?
And then I've got a poker game this weekend I got to plan for. I got a toy show that I have a big iteration of it I got to do.
So I do that really with Sydney sometimes when we're recording. Our YouTube thing.
Yeah.
That's all, you can't see me, but I'm hitting her leg.
Let's move it along. Move
Stop
it along.
Talking.
But no, I love spending my nights podcasting with you.
All right. Well, let's get to it. So we get there to the beach.
So Colleen's moving me along. Because finally, she's the one who has to be in pain sitting here.
I am a little uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you have gas. It's not your problem.
It's all it took. And it's all it took to actually get her to move quicker. Move quicker.
I am sitting up very straight, and it does hurt to laugh. So let's continue.
You need fizzy. What's it? Winnet Willy Wonka fizzy.
The teams, everybody gets to the beach. They get merged. They've got like these awesome colors, which I very much actually really love. The bright pink and the purple and the red. I all my colors. All the things I wear every day.
So aggressive.
I can't. I don't know. They bring back the people from Edge of Extinction or Extinction Island.
You came out of anesthesia without the control of the volume of your voice, which was a problem even before that. But now,
that's not true. I was.
That's not true. Back to the challenge.
That's not true at all.
Zach says it is.
They brought. Yeah, Zach.
Mr. Bun Patty Bun.
Mr. Bun Patty Bun Ralph.
That's what he called himself all weekend. Mr. Bun Patty Bun.
I know. I was like, you got to think of your own name. And he was like, I'm JJ. And I was like, well, that's your dad's name, but okay.
It's good to see that Zach is as original as his grandpa when it comes to doing these names now.
It's hard when you don't have a show to take.
Come on, you're a professional. You're 14 years in. Wing it.
I know. I'll try it. I forget about it every time until we record.
You should use the quiet time that you get on the drive here.
Or the next time Ava takes a four-hour nap, just to get a journal out.
No, the next time she takes a four-hour nap, take a nap with her.
That's true.
Well, it's an hour and a half and then a two-and-a-half-hour nap. It wasn't 4 hours straight.
Oh, okay.
Regardless.
Still, you nap when they nap. That was my mantra. Nap when they nap. All right, Colleen.
Yes.
Let's move this along.
So,
jeez.
Jeez, Louise.
So man, I feel like I have gas.
They all had to... Oh my God! It's trapped gas in my shoulder. Leave me alone.
Well, now you got to.
Oh, that's why you're podcasting.
That is why I'm sitting like this. It is very uncomfortable.
You couldn't do the wave. Oh!
I could not do the wave right now. No, because it also hurts to laugh.
I'm free.
Stop.
Normally she would hit me, but now she's just
I had to sleep sitting up last night. It was not fun. I did not like it at all.
I shouldn't laugh at your predicament, Colleen, but I'm gonna.
There, whatever, okay?
Birthday, you can.
It is my birthday, right? You can't be mad at me.
All right, so anyway, everybody was like, oh my God, that's what Edge of Extinction meant? Wow.
Happy birthday, immunity. Poor Colleen, she wants to laugh, but she can't.
I can't laugh!
I had laparoscopic surgery procedure done yesterday, and that's what I've got this trapped air from it. So if you've ever had it, you know.
Now we sound like we're insensitive.
Well,
thanks,
you know what?
It's my birthday, and you're making me sound like a jerk.
It really, because you just really heard me making me laugh. Okay, anyway.
I'll go listen to other podcasts that don't laugh. This is Survivor Talk.
Listen, if I wanted to go listen to a podcast and not laugh, I'd go listen to the Ramblecast After Dark. Hey-oh!
Well, if your last episode, sure.
Well, the one that doesn't exist?
Yeah. At least I told you when the commercial break was.
You did, which was really funny, actually. We all kind of laughed at that. We were all like, oh, okay, that's funny. Okay, anyway, so yeah, they had to fight to get back in the game, and Aubrey was like, I got this!
Shouting.
Am I really?
Yeah, it's okay.
I thought it was a good challenge.
It was a really good challenge.
It was a fair challenge for everybody.
Yeah, Chris got his balls free. Keith.
Well, what was Chris practicing so? It took him forever to do the sticks.
I know. I actually said that to Jay, too. Yeah. I was like, for somebody that practices every day, he sure sucks at it.
Well, maybe it's like there's like that pressure because you do know. You know, so it just could be like one of those performance issues.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It happens to everybody.
Well, I mean, once he had his balls free, then he could really get in on it.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, if he didn't have to untie all those knots, what pissed me off is Keith quits, and then he's the one that keeps me on Extension Island because he gave me the extra challenge.
Reem for that. Don't tell her that you're blaming her for that, but you can blame Reem for that one.
That's very true.
Yeah, she gave it to Keith, so. Yeah. But, you know, honestly, if anybody had the throw the disadvantage of somebody, wouldn't you have given it to Chris?
I would have given it to Chris in a heartbeat.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know if that was necessarily that's a Keith issue.
But now that we know Joe is back, there will be no disadvantages given by producers.
I hope so.
Here's a disadvantage you can give to everybody but Joe.
There's no shampoo on Extinction Island.
That's okay. He'll still make it work. You guys see the memes going around that had Captain Jack Sparrow and Joe?
It is very Jack, like a clean Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
It's the mustache. Anyway,
the less abusive Jack Sparrow. Hey-o.
Did anybody expect, though, Dad Bod to be the one that made it back in? I thought for sure it was going to be Wendy. Like, she was doing great, even with, like, all the ticks and stuff. And then, you know, at the very end.
I thought she had it, but she just...
I was rooting for her because she was, like, you know, going, plowing through her ticks or her Tourette's.
Plus, I really actually do enjoy her.
That's inspirational, and I do enjoy her as a person. But also, I was kind of like, if she gets back in, she's just an easy vote out.
Yeah.
So, like, from a game perspective, I didn't really want her back.
Again, because like we said last week, you can't have her alliance because she's all over the place.
Yeah. So, okay.
I was rooting for her as a person. But as a viewer of the game, I was like, I don't think that's the best person to come back in the game.
I was also really rooting for Reem when I thought she was going to go away because I just really, like, she's fun TV as well for me in, like, a whole different way than Wendy is.
I think she was trying to force herself to cry. The rest of the people. You checked the stuff! Yeah. I didn't quit!
But I'm really glad that she's going to be sticking around for a while longer.
I wouldn't cross her. I mean, if she had to listen to this podcast, I would say, that was Jay making those jokes about you.
I didn't make it. I said, Reem, I think you're awesome.
Well, I think she's awesome, and I'm glad that she's on the jury, and I think that she better give a good jury game. Like, I need...
Oh, you know she will.
She will. I mean, like, we got to elevate...
So now does Ponderosa officially become, like, Extinction
Island? Wow, that's the crappiest Ponderosa ever. Well, I guess with Joe there...
Well, no, it's not the crappiest because they still have... one of them has a chance to get back in the game, theoretically, right? Yeah. So...
But for all the rest of them, when do you think they'll bring the next person back in?
I hope it's not too long.
Like at 6?
That's too long.
I mean, there's like 27 still in there.
It has to be to where it's not, they somehow have an inside track to get to the final three or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's got to be, and they shouldn't get like an immunity. Like
maybe
with
at 7?
With Devin's got, where he got the...
They were like, here's an idol.
Yeah, it shouldn't be anything like that. You get back in the game that late, you're on your own.
Yep, I agree.
You right over there, Colleen?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. What?
Well, can Joe win it now because he was such a jerk when he left?
I don't think he was a jerk.
No, I don't think he was a jerk.
Oh, you made a mistake. Nah.
I was only halfway complete with my flag, you sons of bitches.
You made a mistake. The flag is incomplete.
I'm taking it with me.
But I love his home. I'm sorry.
Please,
Joe,
don't make me laugh.
I just, you're kind of bumming me out in this episode, but. He said, like, the flag is a phoenix, so I'm going to rise up again. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's true. It was a very Joe thing to say. Okay.
Like you made your flag probably in your mind know you're going to get voted out because you haven't changed your game at all to be some type of redemption story. But come on.
I'm a huge threat.
Make your play be a redemption story, you son of a gun.
Okay, so Merge Feast. Nobody got drunk, which I was kind of bummed about.
And there's no idols.
Well, the idol went to Devin.
The idol went to Devin.
I know, but I'm just saying usually they have an idol there.
Yeah. Well, Julia, who I every week keep thinking is going home, but Julia is glad that, you know, her team's got, Kama's got the majority. Dad Bod, you know, tells them that Extinction Island is like purgatory. And then all of a sudden Wentworth, like, I don't know if they're trying to give her like this villain like edit or something because like the eye rolls and the faces and the like super PO'd confessionals.
Well, she's been like that the whole time.
She has been, but I feel like it's really exploded over the last few weeks, more so than ever.
Maybe she had that surgery you had and she's got gas stuck in
there. Oh my God. At first, it wasn't a surgery, it was a small procedure.
Okay.
It took an hour and a half. And they said it'd be 15 minutes.
And they said it'd be 15 minutes. And
which
I have
then
three
forced inches. Her husband to contemplate, holy crap, what if she dies?
Well, it's like Bill Walton. Bill Walton said when he was going under the knife. They said it's just minor surgery. It's always minor surgery when it's not you being operated on.
That's true.
It's okay. But this surgeon actually did, each time we met with him, was mentioned how many times he had been like had surgery, right? He was like, I've had surgery so many times. It's fine.
No, he's done surgery.
No,
so many
he
times.
Said he has had oh. surgery. He described to me what the anesthesia was going to be like.
Was he painting a flag?
He was painting a flag, actually. he also has this pretty sick, nasty zebra print marble desk.
He's an eccentric dude.
He is. And yeah. And he wears like this bomber jacket with fur on it. It's very interesting.
He's. But yeah, he has a marble desk with a Zeba print on it, and he had a big Louis Vuitton belt.
Oh, he did have the Louis Vuitton belt.
The buckle.
I don't get the Louis Vuitton. I don't get it.
I think it's a status thing, but I don't think it's.
Your mom loves it, but doesn't have it. But she goes. We'll go through the airport. Look at that luggage. I go. It looks stupid. Plus, it's expensive.
I like the luggage. I like the classic luggage, but like the belts in it, I think that's kind of
okay. So anyway, he also has old fashioned doctor tools,
like old surgeon's tools
on display.
In like shadow boxes.
In shadow boxes.
Kind of like Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, kind of. And this big bust of an American Eagle.
Yeah, and then a signed picture
from Sarah Jessica Parker, because I guess he did some kind of procedure out for her, too.
I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, he's a well-known surgeon. He's, like, you know, he's the best one in this practice. But
that's what everybody kept telling us, anyway.
Well, I mean, I think if you can be that eccentric or whatever, like, present
the
yourself
glasses,
that way.
I loved his glasses.
He has these little, like, kind of
bespectacled
glasses.
He also had this messenger bag that also had, like, faux fur on it. Like
but
leopard
fur. If you can present yourself like that and be taken seriously, you have to be a pretty damn good surgeon to like
yeah,
get away
with. Yeah,
so
that did make me feel a little bit better.
Like, but anyway.
And we asked all the nurses too. We were like,
you got Inge. I was like,
no, don't say who it is.
Oh, anyway. they don't know the first name.
That's true. And I was like, yeah, he's something, isn't he? And they were like, yeah, he's a real character.
Anyway,
okay.
Come on, Colleen.
Sorry.
Dragging us thing
this
on.
Is just dragging on, man.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, Central Park
Pier. Have we had two commercials since then?
The Central Park Pier wants to work with Dad Bod.
At least it just doesn't want to send him home, which, you know, I think
is
honorable. But, I don't know if it's good gameplay, but it's honorable.
I don't think it's good gameplay.
Yeah.
But
neither did David.
I would have been like, well, screw it. As long as it's not me, he can go back. I don't care.
Yeah. But Rick was worried about being the easy first vote off. Kelly was all of a sudden like, goodbye to you, Rick. I don't want you anymore. I'm so mad, even though I was really sad when we had to send you home because we're all family.
She was upset. When I saw him, I just was like, that was the last person I wanted to see.
Well, because out of all of them, he had like an actual good reliance with David. So,
right.
Like, out of all the ones coming back, I think he had the best chance to keep going because he had a built-in alliance.
This really helped David's game today.
Yeah.
It did. And then over at Extinction Island, you know, Wendy and Keith are like, peace out. And then there were three. We go back over to the beach, Wentworth and Division One and their two idols. They know that Dad Bod's a great scapegoat to vote out. Kelly wants to have a talk with Joe, and she's all whiny about how she's got to work with Joe, and Joe is all like being Joe. I'm not going to even go say more about that.
But if you're Wentworth and Division One, and Dad Bod comes back in, wouldn't you try to? You already have low on the numbers.
Yeah, you already
why
down
would
the numbers.
You work with him?
Yeah, work with him. Bring over Joe if you can. You know.
Yeah, because again, that's another returning player. You should have some of a camaraderie there. But she's against Joe too because of the last time, second chances or whatever it was.
Yeah, she's just bitter.
She beat out Joe last time.
Yeah. So, her gameplay is kind of frustrating too.
Anyway, yeah. Then we establish so everybody can count. There's six women, six men left. Six women, seven men left, which is when I put together, there's 13 in the game. Okay.
Nice.
Wentworth and Division One proposition to the women to get Dad Bod out. And the Central Park Pier was totally shocked. And then she proposes Dad Bod or David. And I guess then she tells the rest of the group, were they the comma six? We're not the comma six.
Yeah, comma six. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, that it should be Wentworth, though. So at this point, you know, it's like six votes Wentworth, and then I guess they're splitting it on Dad Bod or David. The next morning, Dad Bod finds something in his bag, takes him to the forest, finds the
We got to remember, we never see him run.
Okay, that's true.
But he goes, yeah, I ran all the way.
Yeah, and then he makes it so obvious. He like brings his bag yeah. with him, and he's everybody's looking at him like because he's got this like shocked looking face. But he takes the whole thing to the forest, finds the two-piece BFF necklace idol thing. He can't use it after the this vote, but he can use it at the next vote if he has somebody else. So I'm assuming this is like the Thai really tall basketball player dude.
Scott Pollard.
Scott Pollard. Remember, Thai wouldn't play the, yeah. you know, he had to both play that same idol for yep. the one person to be saved. And Ty was like,
of course,
bro.
They held Aubrey accountable for that.
I know. Ugh, don't get me started on that season.
That's true. So, yeah, he has to find with somebody else, play with someone else. So here's the question. He tells David about it and talks about the same time how he's scared to death about Tribal Council. Why not use this to bring somebody else in if he's so scared that he's going to go home? Why take the person that you already have an alliance with?
Then you become even more of a threat. Like, if you, it's like, because say it's somebody you don't even know, like, oh crap, he has this idol thing. We got to get him out. That's
even if you probably go back to Scott Pollard, he got screwed anyway. So yeah. I think Jay's right. You can't trust. I see what you're trying to say, Colleen, but if it hadn't been done before, or someone put in your head that yeah, he could screw me over, he could just be using me.
Yep. Because how many times has somebody tried to use the idol to, like, buy loyalty? And, what's the percentage on that coming back to bite him in the face? Like, 90%?
Usually the best thing is not to tell anybody you have an idol, but obviously this one you had to.
And I think he picked the person
it was David was the
right
choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's a good point.
Well, David's smart enough to know that he needs the numbers.
Yeah.
And yep. and Devin's is on his side. Yep.
I do hope that David and Dad Bod go a little bit further. I like them.
Yeah, so do I.
All right. We're okay. Now we are up to the individual immunity challenge. And so they had to balance. Was that religious statues of some sort?
I hope not, because that would be kind of offensive if it was.
That
but
would be offensive if, you know, they're
knocking
down.
I assume it's not, but it looked like some type of, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if it was Amazing Race, it would be the gnomes.
Oh, the Travelocity gnomes.
Travelocity gnomes.
Is that still a thing, the Travelocity gnome?
I think so.
Oh, anyway.
It is not
moving
amazing.
On.
Yes, moving on.
The wind made this a quick one, at least.
Yeah, it was only 45 minutes long total or something like that. Central Park Pier ends up winning immunity.
Who knew she had such guns?
Yeah, like, I was like, damn, girl.
And everybody pointed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw him before, and it's like,
good for her.
All of a sudden, she's become a player.
Yeah, I wonder if we're starting to see the Julie Winner's Edit thing going on, like, all of a sudden, or if she's going to...
Or if it's, like, her trilogy episode.
Yeah,
like,
flame out.
She's inserting herself in the game. She's getting more camera time.
Yeah.
She has guns.
And we have seen her here and there for all of the first half to kind of keep her in the back of our mind, so maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So as we go to commercial, though, Wentworth says everyone appears to be on board with her dad bod plan, but she's going to play her idol if she has to. Heading into day 19, Central Park Pier, Julie wants to get Wentworth out, and she and Victoria, you know, then go talk to dad bod. David said that it's bad gameplay on everybody's part, pretty much. He's like, yeah, they all suck. No, he didn't really say that, but he was like, well, that's bad gameplay.
If you're a dad bod and Victoria comes to you, yeah, you're not going home. You're not going back to Extinction Island.
Yeah, it was Julie that went to him.
But we're not telling you who you're voting for until we get to the thing. Do you go with that, or you just sit there and go, okay, I'm going to get my own?
I think you do both, right? You kind of say, okay, awesome. But you still have to have, like, your contingency plans.
Right. Because most people would have an ego and say, you're not telling me what to do like that. I'm going to get my own plan.
Well, I think it's your, like you mentioned it about Joe, I didn't really even engage with it, but like if somebody comes up to you, you say, yeah, absolutely, let's do it. But then you still try and come up with your A, B, C, D, and E plans for the different scenarios and seeing like how the cards are falling.
Concur.
But yeah.
Anyway, we get to Tribal and Joe is voted out.
Yeah, and it was somewhat vague because... We go into this and the comma six are like, well, it's either going to be Joe or Kelly. And, you know, good luck to them.
Well, I'm thinking the whole time, I go, why are you voting Kelly? She has no, She's terrible in the challenges. Get rid of Joe.
Because she's got a good strategic game. Well, she's a good player in general. She's kind of
this was
scrappy.
Their chance, though, because I was like, I was surprised she didn't play the idol. I was like, oh, man, she's going to pull another, like, you know, idol
division,
play.
Division 1 looked at her like, you're not
division
playing
it?
Division, no.
Yeah, she looked terrified. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay.
we're not doing this plan? Oh, crap. Okay.
I like that Victoria didn't take any of Joe's crap.
I know. Yeah.
He was like, Victoria, talking about me.
Yeah. And she was like, I didn't say physical threat.
Fragile ego, bro?
Yeah, seriously.
Go comb your hair.
Yeah. So Joe goes home, which was not really that surprising. Ron gave a lot of good face this episode.
It's good face, but damn, like I want to know if these other players are noticing because he telegraphs his feelings.
Yeah, he like looks at the camera like Jim from The Office almost.
Yeah.
There's going to be one of War Dog, a meme. This is how he was. I won't show people at home, but this is how he was.
What?
Oh. He was doing the V face.
Ah, yes.
I said, oh, that's going to be all over the internet.
I didn't notice it personally. I wasn't.
They had his face for like 10 seconds as Joe was, you made the wrong decision. I'm mad.
I'm sure.
I'm going to get even. I'm
you
Joe.
Guys just made the worst mistake. Like he was going Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman,
but I don't think
he had the case.
But even that, he wasn't even that like assertive about it.
Yeah.
But he has better hair than Julia Roberts.
I feel like they're comparable, like curly. You know, I feel like they could both, you know, go down.
That's
true. Hair battle. All right. Well, that is it. He is in Extinction Island, and we'll see how that goes.
Edge of Extinction.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
He's now the odds-on favorite to get back out of it for whatever that challenge is. Except for what's his weakness? I feel like it should be something that includes a weakness for him.
His ego.
Or instead of having like extra knots, they'll like have like five extra things that can throw on him.
I was waiting to pull an Ozzy saying, "I'll go, just vote me out. I'll go, I'll come back and win." And
because that worked out great for Ozzy.
It did.
All right, that will do it for the recap. Colleen, do we have any feedback for today's episode?
We do. We actually have several emails.
All right, well, let's get that feedback music rolling. And before we do that, let's take a quick moment for a commercial break for whatever things they want to put in. What do you guys guess that the commercial is going to be today? Colleen, what's your guess?
I don't know.
Jack, what's your guess?
It's going to be some kind of shampoo.
I'm going to guess Casper mattress. Anyways, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Colleen, take it away.
All right, so our first email is from Jeffrey, and it is hashtag Ken is a 10 sequel.
Ooh.
Hey, Survivorans.
You're right over there?
Yeah. I just wanted to write in to help Colleen remember the sequel to Ken is a 10 was Cole is my goal.
That's right.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Further to this season's happenings, I'm thinking that the returnees will have to compete Big Brother style for a place in the merged tribe. This came in this morning, by the way, this email.
Okay.
Like Exile Island, the non-combatants will get to observe the proceedings, and the victor will rejoin the main cast. Will Extinction Island continue post-merge? It seems silly not to, since that's the title of the show. All will be revealed tonight. Glad to have you back after a season off. Well, we're glad to be back.
Yeah.
Except on my birthday.
Except
yeah, definitely
yeah,
not.
Definitely
tonight,
not on your birthday.
Every other night's been great.
Yeah, because we've been so on topic, like it's tonight. Yeah, so he was pretty close with yeah.
Well, I don't watch Big Brother, so I'm just take his word for it.
Yeah, there you go.
I should watch Big Brother. I've heard good things. Well, I've heard things.
Neither of them good, but
well, my mom asks me all the time, you watch Big Brother, right?
Everybody that I know that watches Big Brother has like a love-hate relationship with it.
And I've watched a few episodes. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
It's on every night. That's the problem.
Yeah. It is a commitment from what I understand. Anyways, Victoria. has a
Victoria.
Second one. So it's about darn time this show got interesting. First off, Edge of Extinction was pretty freaking awesome. I wanted everyone to win. Wait, no, I didn't. I didn't want Reem, Keith, or Chris to win. Seeing Wendy fight through her twitches inspired me. But just like true Wendy fashion, she did something to get back into my good graces and then pissed me off when she left and raised the flag. I mean, the heck, Wendy. Don't go out like a chicken. Anywho. I mean, I had the same thing. I tweeted, I love Wendy. And after she, you know, had that great moment on the beach talking to them. And then, like, the next scene, she played me for a fool because then she was like, peace. Anyway, I don't get too excited. I don't get too excited or think it's very fair when they do balance challenges in the wind. It darn near sucks. I was fairly surprised to see Julie had so much screen time today, especially since I thought her name was Aurora the whole time. So now I have to go back to the drawing board because I don't know who Aurora is. I looked at this whole episode and I didn't see her anywhere.
That's the Joe's
lawyer.
Yeah, she's a divorce attorney or something. Yeah.
In her pregame stuff, she was seemed to be like the most combative person, but she really hasn't shown it yet or hasn't
been
seen. Yeah,
she said I thought she'd be gone because she was.
Yeah. She didn't because Reem came into the picture.
Next to Reem, everybody seems calm and serene.
I was thinking during that email, what if the person that wins to get back in the game got to pick someone that's in the game and say, no, you have to go to, you're replacing me at Extinction Island.
Oh, they get like the power of vote, like soul vote out power.
Because you've been voted out by these people.
That'd probably cause riots in the streets.
But
I'm just thinking that'd be cool. But I mean, they still have a chance to get back in the game, but you say, yeah, Joe, remember how you voted me off? You're out. Or Wentworth, you're out.
Yeah, but then you're sending somebody to the jury who could potentially poison everybody against
you. That's part of the game. I mean, you pick someone that has no. You pick someone like Wendy if she was still in the game.
I was going to say, Wendy's already gone, though.
I know, but I'm saying if someone like Wendy who's just like, I don't care.
Okay.
He likes chickens.
When you got skin in the game, you can play.
I just think that would be another twist. Now, it would suck as a player. He's like, you didn't do anything deserved, but you voted somebody out, so it came back to. Yeah. Bite you in the butt.
That's actually right, a good season title.
What? Survivor, bite you in the butt?
Bite you in the butt.
I mean, running out of titles here, so, and themes. I mean, once we got past Ghost Island, it's all going to be downhill from here.
You know, Jeff would like that title.
He would.
Yeah.
Survivor, balls are out.
Balls in your court.
All right. Anyway, side note.
So it's one tribe of basketball players and another tribe of judges.
That is the jump to shark moment right there. Are you on Team Balls or Team Court? We've officially lost Jay. And I really can't laugh as much as I want to.
Jay's finally enjoying his birthday.
I know. I think it's the first time Jay has enjoyed this podcast in years.
At that moment, since 10:14, Jay finally enjoyed his birthday.
Since Ken is a 10 was around, I mean, we haven't had this twinkle in his eye. And maybe until Cole started talking, we were all like, darn it, that was a mistake.
It was short-lived.
All right, anyway. Side note, please, Team Balls, Team Court. Everybody can pick their sides. Jacob, please make us a mug that says that. Side note, please tell me that you thought Ron looked super weird and sneaky today when he came up to Joe and asked him, who do I vote for? He sucks at lying. I mean, he is really bad.
I know. He's like telling. I'm surprised nobody's like called him out on it, but it is like.
It's really bad.
Super
who
telegraph.
Should I vote for?
I wouldn't trust him either. In my opinion, the vote was easy. Kelly was so easy to fall in love with her first season. These last two seasons appear to have made her more aggressive. See, I disagree. I think that she was still very likable and fan favorite-y last season as well.
I root for her. But this season, she's just not there.
Maybe she's just gotten progressively more like crusty and cynical. Like the more
maybe that we might have talked about before, she realizes that she's running out of chances. I mean, only so many Aussies and Boston Robs that keep getting invited back.
Yeah. Okay.
Eventually people go, okay, I don't want to see them again.
Yeah. Okay. Now this was the perfect time to take Kelly out. These people are idiots. You send a guy who knows how to survive on a remote island to a darn remote island. Now he just needs to win one challenge to get back into the game instead of making him play a social game. Idiots.
Well, hold on. They don't, but they do have Reem over there. That's a different kind of challenge altogether.
She can break you.
Yeah.
That's very true.
But, you know, the thing with Joe, though, too, is I forgot what I was going to say. but this group seems pretty tight. There's a good chance they just vote Kelly off next week. Yeah, and she still doesn't have the numbers.
But she's the idol. So she can play the idol.
She has the idol, but she should have played it. I mean, think about it today. She should have played it today. Right? I mean, it worked out for her, but I thought she was going home at first. But Jeff was sly and kept all the Joes at the end.
He did. Oh, man. All right.
All right. Let me finish this email. Thank you.
You're the one taking forever.
This is about to be a breeze for Joe. If they were smart, they should have voted out Kelly instead of vote out one of their own. Oh, instead of voting out one of their own. And what was the point of telling David and Rick to vote for Kelly? Now she knows her name is on the chopping block, so she'll probably play her idol next week. Stupid, stupid, stupid. But they told Dad Bod that Kelly wanted to vote him out. So I think David and Rick are smart enough to, you know, keep that to themselves. At this point, I need Victoria to make the decisions. Cutthroat and savage.
Well, maybe they told David and Dad Bod to vote for Kelly to get Kelly to let Kelly know that to keep them building an alliance.
Yeah, because, well, it was Kelly's. Who? Okay, so hold on. Victoria's got a P.S.
Okay.
Is it me or does that idol look like those old school best friend hearts that were split in half? Thank you. That's what I said. Dad, Rick and David, best friends forever necklace. Ha 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 ha. Who's coming up with these? A 4-year-old? Come on, Survivor, do better. I just noticed something else. The people on Edge of Extinction Island are going to be on the jury, right? Well, if Joe comes back, won't that actually be a plus for him? The jury isn't going to see what happens at the tribe. They're going to go off of the social game at Edge of Extinction, right? Right?
Well, I think most of people know Joe.
That's true. Do you know Joe?
Because it'll probably be all next week. They made a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, Joe is definitely going to thrive.
And then Reem leaves the game by punching him in the face.
I think she's going to be thrilled to have Joe there. I really do. And then our last email is from Mandy. Joe, no.
Oh, come on. You had to know it was coming, Mandy.
At least his hair looked nice. Now he can go to Edge for a couple of weeks, relax, catch some fish, and then come back in at the final five. Why did Wendy and Keith go back to Edge and then immediately quit? Seems like wasted time. They could have been eating and drinking. Is it just me, or does the statues look like Charlie from Lost hiding place for his drugs? Okay, I said the same thing at first because he wasn't the hiding the Blessed Mother statues.
It was similar to those, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I thought that they were. I was
you
like,
said it first, like, are those Virgin Mary?
So that's
yeah,
why
I was like, are those Virgin Mary statues? What?
That's why Ron dropped his so
he
fast.
Wanted that hair on.
Yeah. So
I'll
anyway.
I'll give you a birthday laugh, charity laugh for that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who of the purple people will make it the furthest? Julia, Julie, Gavin, or Eric? So the purple people are people that pretty much don't, you know, like Purple Kelly's the original. We had Purple Brenda a few seasons ago. You don't really get any screen time except, you know, here or there, some obligatory whatever. Julie, I don't think, is a purple person after this episode. So I'm going to remove her from Mandy's list. So Julia, Gavin, or Eric, who is going to make it the furthest?
Julia, you never even see.
You did see her briefly at the beginning of this episode.
She's in my final three, and I go, she's going to be there as a goat because she's not, she does nothing.
I think.
Except do what Ron tells her to do.
Yeah, I think out of the three of those that are left, it's probably going to be Julia. I'm taking Julia out because I do think that she's suddenly a contender and not a purple person.
But you're convinced her edit isn't because she's going to be voted out soon?
No, because I think Aurora is more of a purple person. I'm going to put Aurora in there instead of Julie. Because we've barely even heard a confessional from Aurora.
Do you think it's because, like I said, her pre-interview was combative, that maybe she's changed her style?
Maybe, or maybe she's just not giving them anything good and she doesn't make it to the final three, so there's no reason to give her a story.
All right.
So, okay, let me ask this again. And Julia, Aurora, Gavin, or Eric, who do we think is making it? Does Aurora change anything putting her in there for you?
No.
Okay. Jay? Mm-mm. So who do you think?
For which one?
Which of the people getting like no edits that or whatever are you think that will make it the furthest? Julia, Aurora, Gavin, or Eric?
Aurora.
Wasn't Eric your pick, though?
Because I'm going to say he's going to win. He's not a goat.
So he's going to make it the furthest.
No, who you said the who's purple make it of
no.
The-
who of the purple people will make it the furthest? The purple people are the people who aren't really speaking much.
I'll give it to Gavin. Whatever.
He likes fried pickles.
He does like fried pickles.
I'm so Southern. I like fried pickles.
Okay. She continues. Who of the purple people will make it? I'm sorry. I just said that. We could have a 13-person jury. W2H? So Reem, who was voted out first, can make the jury and give the win to a person she never met or played with.
That's a good point. Maybe Jay's right that she doesn't get to be on the jury.
Well, no, I think there'll be like a multi-level final challenge, and maybe, you know, so and so many will get to go. One will get to go back, and so many will be on the jury.
Maybe one. Yeah, maybe one person gets to go back to the game. One person gets to be on the jury.
We'll see. I don't know. And then she finishes up, Colleen, question for the Challenge Extra podcast with Bun Patty Bun Jr. Zachary, my girls think Jeff talks too much during the challenge. Do you like Jeff talking to the players during the challenge, or do you think he should be quiet? I will hopefully remember to ask Zach that question.
Because he was basically silent in the first couple seasons.
Yeah, I started rewatching the first one a while back, and it was boring.
It is kind of, yeah. I like Jeff's questions, mainly because it has the inappropriate, accidentally or intentionally inappropriate
things. It's intentionally.
And you can tell he's having fun doing it, and it pisses the players off.
NFL games, they always say the announcers talk too much. Well, years ago, back in the 80s, they did a game between the Jets and the Dolphins. No announcers. It's just like you're there watching the game. It was boring. Even though when you're at the game, you don't have anybody – some people bring their radios, but it was boring just watching the game going.
Yeah.
With nobody talking.
Yep.
Yeah. So do we want to talk about the next week on real quick or?
Sure. Because it seems like somebody, I don't know if somebody's necessarily going to go out, but it looks like somebody got hurt or something.
Yeah. So if you don't listen, spoiler alert, if you don't do that, yeah, so the only person that we know it's not Victoria because she is the one that's saying, what's going on when she hears a commotion?
Yep.
Who is it?
Well, we'll save that for our tally because that's where we'll decide who we think it could possibly go home.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, then let's tally those votes.
All right, let's do it. We have a proverbial smorgasbord of points being handed out this week, the most so far this season.
Wow.
So for our preseason picks, Joe... two of us said merge. One of us said pre-merge. Does anybody know who said what?
I'm going to say Jack said pre-merge.
Okay. I said pre-merge. Ah. So Jack and Colleen both get a tally there.
Woohoo! Finally.
And then for this episode, we knew that somebody, we assumed one person was going to be able to come back into the game. So not only would we pick who we thought was coming back, but we also, and I said who was going home, but also who we thought was coming back. So possibly doubling up points in this section as well. Colleen, you said Chris was going to get back in the game.
I did. I was wrong.
And Jack and I both said Rick, a.k.a. Devin,
you
a.k.a.
Did?
Dadball.
Well, I think the reason we said it was we said Keith would use the disadvantage
on Chris.
On Chris.
Yep. And then for who we thought was going home, I said Julia. And then both Jack and Colleen said Joey Amazing. So a total.
That's a clean sweep for me today.
Yeah. So A total of 6 points, six tally points being given out. Jack gets every single opportunity.
I love this game.
So three tallies go to Jack. And I get one tally. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me about now. And Colleen, you get two tallies. And that brings the total... so far.
Are you using a calculator? So it's taking so long?
No, I'm inputting it in this little.
Oh, okay.
I'm in last place with three tallies.
Ouch.
Colleen is in second place with four.
I had three tallies tonight, Jay.
I know. And Jack is in first place with nine.
Nine. Wow. So I got a five tally lead.
So Jack is killing it this season.
I just need Victoria to go all the way and win it.
Well, Colleen still has a chance because you both have Victoria.
I know.
But again, Jack, this lead that you're getting right now is also making it very difficult for Colleen to possibly win, and I'm like completely out of it because nice. I have a purple member as my winner pick, and as well as just three tally points. So we'll see how this all plays out, but things are looking good for Action Jackson so far. All right, so for episode 7... It looks like there's some type of possibly a medical emergency that could send somebody home. Do we want to have two separate picks here saying a possible medevac and then a person
let's do it like that.
Gets voted out? Even if the medevac necessarily takes up the being kicked out, it has to be medevac for that point to be
yeah,
true.
That's
Are we fine.
Fine
with that?
Yeah.
All right, so it can't be just they got hurt and they stopped the game.
So nobody will get a point if we're gonna pick two people, but nobody gets a point if for some reason that person doesn't go home.
Okay.
Correct. It's a true medevac, meaning they're being sent out. So there is a chance for double points here because if somebody gets medevaced and it's early enough that they'll actually no, if it's the challenge, it probably won't be somebody going home. But there is, I guess there's a possibility they still do a vote. But anyway.
Well, don't forget back in Korong or whatever it was, they took Caleb out like near death and they still voted what's your face off.
I think they voted
Brain Bond Beauty the first
but
one.
I think it depends on how many days there are because
second one.
They're at 18 days right now and they're still like Colleen said there's still like 30 people in it.
Yeah
there is
so someone's getting voted out and maybe someone is going to get go home.
Yeah,
medevaced out too.
All right, so Jack, you get to pick for medevac first.
I'm gonna go Ron.
Okay.
I don't know why, but he was pretty terrible at that challenge.
He was pretty. Colleen, you're up.
Oh man, I kind of hate to say it, but I feel like it could be David. He's looking pretty skinny.
Really? Okay.
He's looking rough.
Not that I don't like Ron, but I'm gonna go with Gavin.
That's a good choice.
Wild card. All right, Colleen, you get to go first for who you think is going home, meaning being voted out. So who do you think is being voted out?
I know, Colleen? I'm thinking. Oh, this is tough. I'm going to go Wentworth. No, she's got an idol. She's going to play her idol.
You think she's got? I mean, she could not play it.
No, she's got instincts. She knows.
Okay. All
right. It's got to be one of the six. They got to start turning on each other at some point, right?
Not yet. They shouldn't yet.
No.
But you know how the game is.
I know how the game is.
All right, you got to pick somebody.
I'm going to pick Julia.
Okay. I'm going to go with War Dog.
I forgot he was even in the game, except for that thing he did.
Jack, your pick.
I'm going to say that they try and get David out, and they use that idol, magic idol, friend idol.
Magic idol.
And they finally get smart and they put the votes on Eric. And Eric goes out because they played the idol.
Whew. Okay, Jack, I will give you extra points if that does come true. So not only
Why?
Eric, but if Eric is idled out, I'll double his points.
Really?
So you'll get 2 points.
He's already ahead. What does he need
He's calling the shot.
I can't lose. It's like a no-lose situation for
he's
me.
He's calling a shot. I respect calling the shot. If he gets idled out.
Whatever.
I mean, if you look at it, Wentworth has an idol. Division 1 has an idol.
You want to take a chance, Colleen?
David and Dadbot have an idol. shared. They'd be stupid not to play.
If anything, Kelly's going to idle someone out. It's kind of her thing to idle people out.
It's true.
Just saying.
And that's how they turn the game around, because they get one of the other players out.
No.
And shouldn't there have been an idol? If we talked about last week, Aubrey has an idol. If she lost her idol, shouldn't it be back in the game?
It should be back in the game.
Do we know if she's lost the idol?
We don't know.
That still hasn't been confirmed.
It's got to be gone, because she's not playing the game. So, and there's no guarantee.
She still has a chance to be back in the game.
But there's no guarantee she's going to get back in the game. There's no way she still has that idol.
Out, I don't think that idol goes back into play.
I think it's still her idol, because they probably would have said there's another idol in play.
Yeah, they haven't explicitly stated it either way. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I don't think you're wrong, Colleen. I think there's still a chance it could still be in play, you know? I don't know. We'll see. All right, well, that will do it for this episode. Thank you, everyone, for spending time with me on my birthday.
Well, by the time they hear this, it won't be your birthday.
That's true.
Well, I don't know. It's we're going to have this show out probably about 10 minutes from the time that I'm saying this right now. So,
if we can drag this on another hour and 40 minutes.
Well, California people, if they're listening immediately following, they might.
That's true.
That's true. I keep forgetting about California people.
Anyway.
Plus, it's your birthday week. Like, at any point.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Anyway, that will do it. Send us an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Also, send a phone call to 385-309-0311. I want to thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, the Drake, and Ed the Creepy Mailman.
Woohoo!
If you'd like to become a patron, go over to patreon.com/jandjack. That's patreon.com/jandjack. All patrons, anything being able to contribute is appreciated. All of our patrons, whether you give a dollar or more a month, are thanked on our website at jandjack.com. And if you have $5 or more a month, you get access to our new bonus episodes that every show on the network is putting out right now. And if you like Survivor and you like and you want to listen to the person that Jack calls the best podcaster on the network,
yes,
Zach
without question.
Brotfelter, a.k.a. Bun Petty Bun, a.k.a. Ralph, a.k.a. JJ.
a.k.a. Zachary Lewis Leftfelter.
A.k.a. ZLG.
No, he said I couldn't call him that. I asked him.
Yeah, because I tried when he played arcade games and he puts his name in, he did not like ZLG. He does.
I don't think he understands the concept of initials yet. Yeah.
Not there yet. That's okay.
No, I think he does, and he's just saying no.
But Challenge Cast with Zach and Colleen is a fun little addition to the network.
We do our best.
And
there were way too many challenges last time for him to keep.
Well, who's he gonna pick? Because it's not teams; it's individual.
He's gonna pick one player.
I know.
God, oh my God, he's gonna be. You got a 1 in 13 chance of being right.
I can't let him pick Joe.
Tears. He's got to learn.
I know.
I don't think he's picking the Central Park Pier.
No, he'll probably pick Kelly because he recognizes Kelly because she's the one that got, you know, hit in the head the first episode.
We'll see. That's why you have to tune in and listen to find out for our patrons to get $5 or more a month. All right. This show is hosted by Colleen and Jack and written by Colleen. She does the posting. And then a recap is written by you. The game is done by me. You're welcome.
I wouldn't take too much credit for that one, buddy.
Hey, so far I like it this season.
Jacob Parr does our artwork. Rob Franciscini does our website design and the music and stellar production. And a little bit of hosting as well is done by me. Jake Laffelter. All right, that will do
it. We'll give it to you because it's your birthday.
We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.